Welcome to Caldwell University Conversations. I'm Colette Liddy, Director of Media Relations. Caldwell University provides students with a number of opportunities to take part in internships, fieldwork, and enrichment programs. This past summer, two Caldwell University biology students were selected for a pre-medical Urban Leaders Summer Enrichment Program at Cooper Medical School of Rowan University. Those students, Roxana Corby and Shanice Edwards, join us today to tell us about their experience learning about healthcare through this program. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
It's very good to have you here. It's the start of a new academic year, and we're back on campus. Tell us, you must have a new perspective you gained from this pre-medical program. What did you learn?
Cooper Medical School offered a very warm learning environment. Everyone was very welcoming and passionate about medicine. Being part of this program gave me a better idea of the steps that I need to take in order to achieve my goal, which is go to medical school and become a doctor.
That's wonderful, Roxana. And Shanice, what was the best part of this experience for you?
So I found many of these aspects of this program rewarding. So it's difficult just to choose one specifically, but I would have to say probably getting a leg up and learning about how medical school is, learning about what steps I need to take to be in medical school, and that it's not impossible.
And you're a sophomore, so you're really in a good spot ahead of the game there.
Yes.
Wonderful.
So, yes. I took microbiology in that program, so that really helped me a lot.
You have that perspective.
So now I have that perspective. And I actually enjoyed that class. I love it.
Very good.
So that helped me.
Very good. I understand it combined academic, clinical, research, service learning opportunities.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about the service learning opportunities that you each had. Roxana.
Yes. During the PULSE program, we got to learn about health disparities that exist for the people of urban communities. Cooper Medical School is located in Camden, and we all know the situation that's in Camden right now. We're phase one, so phase one is usually assigned to different centers to volunteer. I was personally assigned to the Neighborhood Center, which is a nonprofit organization that offers different after-school activities for kids. And we had to work on the urban farm that's behind that center and conduct a research. And our goal through the research was to increase awareness so more people would become aware of the center and the farm behind it, and they could go and get fresh fruit and vegetable from the farm. And of course, eat healthier and live healthier lives.
How did you raise awareness? What did you do?
We took different actions to raise awareness. So number one, we started, I was working with two other people from other schools. So we handed out flyers to different houses. We also created a food tasting activities for the kids that were at the center to compare canned food and fresh fruit and vegetable. And our goal was to increase awareness through the kids, because when the kids go home, they're going to tell their parents what they did at the center.
Sure.
And tell the parents, oh, this is what we ate today. So instead of the parents buying canned food, they'd buy fresh fruit and vegetable, which is much better for the kids.
Do you think the children bought into your program?
Yes, the children actually loved the food tasting activities, and they did not like the canned food, but they loved the fresh fruit, which was taken from the farm that's in the center. And we hope that the center continues to do this so people become more aware of it.
So the students, the children are your promoters, very good promoters. That sounds like a wonderful experience. Now, Shanice, you helped out at Ronald McDonald House.
Yes.
You did your service learning there.
Yes. So the Ronald McDonald House, I don't know if everybody knows what it is. It's basically where kids go and they get treatment for if they're sick, if they have some type of illness, and they go to hospital. They're constantly in the hospital and doctor's appointment and stuff. And some of the kids are on their deathbed. Oh, mm-hmm. So my community service project for the Ronald McDonald House was to go to the Ronald McDonald House and to do therapeutic activities with the kids. The kids are always constantly hospital doctors. The parents are stressed. So I was there to do activities with the kids. So the parents would drop the kids off, and then I would do activities with them, such as, like, we made bracelets. I took them on a different field trip, such as taking them horseback riding, going swimming, playing Legos. We did a whole bunch of
You're looking at becoming a doctor in your future. So how do you think that experience gives you a good perspective as a future doctor?
So these kids, they were from different ages, from ages 1 to 16. They all spoke a different language. they all have their own different personalities. So I got to interact with different, so it was like Chinese, Spanish, it was a whole bunch of different diversity. So I was like, yes, like I was loving it because I got to see what it was like, you know.
You got the exposure to many different people. That's,
yes.
That sounds wonderful. Yes. Now, from an academic standpoint, I understand there were some workshops and labs. Ooh. Were there any workshops or labs that you particularly liked? Or yeah. Felt
personally,
you learned a lot?
Personally, I love the sim labs, which the simulation labs, which are the labs where we pretended to be doctors. Mm-hmm. So we were asking the questions, what was wrong with the patient, and the patient, everyone took turns. So let's say Shanice was a patient, I was a doctor. And I think it was a great experience because we had to learn the steps that the doctor needs to know and how to ask questions to the patient in order not to hurt the patient or offend the patient.
How about you,
Shanice? I loved how we did medical workshops. So we learned to do suturing. So, surgeon. So I love that. We learned how to do blood pressure, take pulse. That was great.
Very good. Now, how do you feel that the Caldwell Science Department, you're both biology students, prepared you for this enrichment program?
So when they had their health professional fair, this is how I
Here
on campus, yes. I learned about the program, pulse. They were there. Her name was actually Miss Taruna. She's the one in charge of it. And I got to, you know, interact with her before I actually got into the program
and applied for it.
Mm-hmm. So if they didn't have the health professions fair, I wouldn't have knew about this program or Ms. Taruna or the whole staff, because I met the whole staff.
Roxana?
Loved it.
I also found out about the program through the health fair. I also believe that the classes I took here at Caldwell, but the biology class with Dr. Zappi and Professor Kenny, and I think they helped me a lot with the microbiology course that we took at Cooper. Also, we took we did 2 weeks of chemistry, and I think the chemistry course that I took here was very helpful. So yes. I think Caldwell gave me a really good preparation.
Good to hear. So after completing this program this summer, this pre-med program, do you feel you have a clearer picture of the steps you need to take to get ready for medical school?
Yes.
Yes.
I believe that Pulse brought me a step closer to achieving my goal, and I'm actually looking forward to attending phase 2 and phase 3, hopefully.
Coming up in the future summers?
In the future summers, yes.
One last question. This focused on urban health in particular. Can you talk a little bit about that and whether that might be an area you'd like to pursue in your career?
Yeah, so the city of Camden, basically a lot of people don't know that we're very privileged to have like Walmart, ShopRite and stuff. Camden, the city of Camden is considered a food desert, where it means they don't have that access to Walmart, ShopRite. They have like corner stores or, you know, little markets. So honestly, it changed my perspective on how much I actually have. And so I feel like I would really want to work in that environment.
It broadened it so that you'll be able to see this as
yes.
a doctor and understand.
Yes,
and
for
have
sure.
The compassion that doctors,
have the compassion, yes.
that doctors need to have.
Yes.
I totally agree with Shanice. I actually got to live in Camden for those 6 weeks because I lived 2 hours away. So I feel like it was an eye-opener. The things that I saw in the city of Camden, I had never seen before, and I never realized how lucky I am to be where I am. Like, someone needs to help those people and needs to help the city grow, because they have the chance to grow. They have so much stuff going on there. They have a medical school, Rutgers University. They have a really good hospital, Cooper Hospital.
Yes.
They have Philly right there, which I think that city of Camden can become a really good city later on if people actually worked hard. And I feel like what the goal of Cooper Medical School is for one day to change the face of that city.
Well, I want to applaud you both. I know you're coming back to campus Caldwell here, bringing this perspective, and you're going to enrich the classroom. And I wish
for
you
sure.
all the best. Our thanks to Yashank Gawale for his technical assistance this podcast. Our guests have been Roxana Corby and Shanice Edwards. I'm Colette Liddy. Thank you for joining us for Caldwell University Conversation.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.